I've been thinking about this for quite a long time, and I've talked about this before, and I suppose more and more people are at the stage of their lives where they want to become more centralised, they want to get closer to towns and closer to company, particularly people who are getting older and they are more isolated, that they're living alone and maybe very rurally, and maybe the transport's not great, you know, for them, and maybe they don't drive it anymore and need extra help. There's been a number of people approach me in relation to this in connection with moving into somewhere closer and obviously wanting to downsize because the houses are too big, their families are all grown up and away, a lot of them are abroad, and they just feel that it's just too big for them and they'd like to be in company and to downsize. So I think it would be a very good method if the council or the local authority could build units for independent living, you know, close by, like a retirement village, for the want of a better word, and that people could come in and they would have 24-hour contact with people if needs be. There are a number of these places throughout the county and they work extremely well. And I think that the demand is there now, but it would also free up the houses that these people are in at the moment that are too big for them. And then families then could move into these areas. And again, when they're more rural areas as well, it would help with the schools, the school numbers and all of that too. So I think and I believe it would be a great way of managing the situation. It's not the answer to everything and not everybody will want to do this. But certainly wouldn't it be a great thing if the option was there for older retired couples, retired widows or widowers as well, or living alone, that they could have this option of moving into somewhere, you know, warm, secure, centrally located, with easy access to shops and to company. And that's very important for them.
And it does seem a very a win-win situation because it will add more houses to the social housing supply in Donegal, which is running quite short at the moment. It comes up in every MD meeting. Yous are having the monthly special meetings to specifically try to tackle this issue.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we hear it all the time. We see it all the time. And I suppose these meetings, these special housing meetings, are brilliant because, you know, they're giving people that opportunity to have a discussion, to be able to see what, you know, what's out there, and to get the good feedback from the council as well, and what they can provide, and maybe what we can help them with by, you know, sharing our stories and sharing the reality of what is going on out there, to feed back through and to each of the council officials, so they know what the real stories are and the real issues. Because sometimes someone will put in an application for social housing, and obviously the officials maybe don't know their actual issues, their real issues that's going on, but the local councillors in the area would know and would know exactly their situation. And these people's situations can be very, very difficult. So I think this, as you're right, it is a win-win for everybody. It's going to take a good bit of work, obviously. But as I said, you know, you find a lot of houses are empty and they're not in bad shape at all. Some of them are very well kept, but they're just empty, and they're empty for a couple of years. And that was one of the things that was mentioned at the meeting today too. You know, come forward with these houses and let people know that they're there. They are entitled to that grant for the refurb for the vacant homes. I mean, up to 50,000, it would certainly bring a house up to a standard that people could move into, and you can rent it out for the 12 months at least, or move into it yourself, be your primary residence. There's a lot of great work going on with that regeneration team there, and a lot of, you heard today, there's over 800 applications gone through, and it's really, really successful programme, and it could again be expanded. But I feel that certainly if people living rurally, you know, had that option of maybe coming closer to a town, maybe closer to the chapel or wherever it is that they'd like to go, even to the pubs, whatever, you know, if they want to come in, that they have that opportunity to do so and not to feel so isolated and alone.
And was there any commitment made from the council officials today that it would at least be looked into?
There was not, no, you couldn't. You know, we can only just, I suppose, say what we think at the moment, but certainly get them to follow up on it. You know, once those ideas are there, I mean, the regeneration team can have a look at it, and also obviously so can the housing executive, and have that, you know, that conversation that has to start somewhere. And I think, you know, it has started now, and there's been a lot of housing bodies and a lot of people in the last number of years being contacting me about this situation, about people living in their communities, you know, being able to be independent but yet have the supports around them that they need at their stage of life.